Our next story, France has strongly condemned the anti-Iran terrorist group, the Mojahedin Khalq organization. Paris has also issued a stern warning about the growing lobbying and disinformation campaign being conducted by the MKO. French Foreign Ministry spokesman Romain Nadal has criticized the MKO for its violent and non-democratic aspirations, its cult nature and its intense campaign of influence and disinformation. Nadal also stated that the group is sectarian and refuses to renounce violence. France hosted the MKO for many years until the European Union declared it a terrorist organization, which eventually forced France to ban the group. The terrorist group has assassinated many Iranian officials and killed many other Iranian citizens since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The MKO also joined forces with former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein during his war against Iran in the 1980s and also helped Saddam in his domestic campaigns of repression in Iraq. Well, for more on this, let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, author and historian. Welcome, sir. Dr. Tarpley, the terrorist group has been active in France for years, and the French government has been aware of their tactics and activities all these years. I mean, but this statement by the Élysée just recently is somehow unprecedented. Why now?
Well, there is a certain history of this. Back in 1986, a year when there were lots of bombs in the Paris subway, Jacques Chirac essentially kicked the Mujahideen al-Khalq, known in the U.S. primarily as MEK. The MEK were kicked out, but they attempted to make various comebacks. And in 2003, there was a roundup of MEK that was piloted by Sarkozy, the interior minister, who was on his way to becoming the premier. I'm afraid that the attempt of the French to get rid of these people was aborted in about 2009 when the European Union said, no, now you've got to be nice to them. And probably the worst thing is Hillary Clinton in September 2012 took the MEK, Mujahideen al-Khalq, off the terror list, which was, of course, a mockery. The reason why the French might be doing this now, I would think, has something to do with ISIS and the events in Syria and Iraq. When you see a group like ISIS, which is similar in many ways to the terrorists of the MEK, they've obviously, there's a feeling in the MEK, I would guess, that they've got to get involved, that they've somehow got to contribute. They've got to make themselves heard, or they're not going to get the funding that they're accustomed to getting. So they've got to do something, perhaps not against Syria, but primarily, of course, against Iran, which is their specialty. And if you look at that bombing, for example, the Jewish Museum in Brussels, that is tied to the ISIS in a number of ways. That might have frightened the French authorities so much that they've decided to start staking the ground for some measures against the MEK.
And of course, how much is there the threat that the West in general, and of course some countries in particular like France and the United States, might experience what is happening in the Middle East on their own soil?
Well, it's of course extremely dangerous. And the thing that the French point to, I think it shows the insidious methods that MEK has. It's a very sinister group, but here's what they're expert in. They buy officials. They essentially bribe them, I guess most people would say. The form that it took here in the U.S. was they would hold conferences and they would offer speaking fees to a lot of very important intelligence community type officials. And these speaking fees were astronomical. Of course, the money was coming from the U.S. taxpayer. It was a way to recycle U.S. taxpayer money into the pockets of some of these corrupt officials. In 2012, Seymour Hersh, well-known investigative journalist, concluded that the MEK was, in effect, a branch of the Joint Special Operations Command of the United States. In other words, state-sponsored terrorism, I guess, would be the word that would occur to many people. But the people that they had gotten to speak in favor of them had included former Attorney General Mukasey, former Secretary of Homeland Security Ridge, former CIA directors Woolsey and Goss. They had former Mayor Giuliani of New York, Howard Dean from the left wing of the Democratic Party, the former head of the FBI, Louis Freeh, and John Bolton, the well-known Islamophobic neocon. So all of those endorsements together and the help of Hillary Clinton got them off the terror list in September 2012. And we can assume that the U.S. government support to them is growing and growing and growing. But of course, in this chaotic situation in the Middle East, the strange bedfellows are finding themselves in unexpected conflict situations. And I think since President Hollande of France is so unpopular, he doesn't want to add some kind of a terror wave to this. So he may be getting ready to crack down, one would hope so, on MEK.
And so all in all, and considering the current circumstances, will there be any effort to for France to kick the MEK out of France?
I guess that depends on the French. That's a little bit hard to judge from here. But there's, generally speaking, in the Western intelligence community, a kind of a frisson, a shudder of alarm about the terrorists that are being minted in the ISIS, but also in the Nusra front inside Syria, and in this entire situation. And whatever happens in Iraq and Syria in the coming months, a lot of them are going to be coming back to Western Europe and the United States. So we see the policy of meddling and promoting terrorism necessarily courts this idea of blowback, that the people that you've unleashed against certain geostrategic enemies are eventually going to come back and play a very damaging role vis-a-vis your own society. So it's a very short-sighted policy. And we could say this on the 100th anniversary of the assassination that started World War I. How much more of this is the world going to put up with?
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. As always, thanks to Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.